The Tennis Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to 100 times your money in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL Draft is coming up, and Old Fashioned Football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamepodcast.com/offcontest, OFF contest, to enter today. And we're also giving away $200 in cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in our NBA channel on our NBA Discord. Welcome, everybody, to the Tennis Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is currently early Friday morning, roughly 1:40 a.m. Eastern Time on April 19th. I'm Rosso with Scott Rochelle, once again going solo for this pod. Should be a fun episode, bit of a busier episode because we have 8 matches to preview. We have quarterfinals to preview in Barcelona and Munich. Decided to punt Bucharest for now. Couple reasons. One, because the match is starting in about an hour, and apologies for the late recording time, but I figured it wouldn't pay to actually break down the matches. Plus, we were supposed to be in the quarterfinals of all 3 events. That did not happen, as you ended up seeing some bad weather get in the way in Bucharest. So because of that, we decided to skip that tournament. We're going to focus on Barcelona and Munich for this episode. So we're going to preview all 8 matches. Now, once again, these matches do start early. Not as early as Bucharest, but you're looking at Barcelona starting at about 6:30 a.m. Eastern time. Munich starting about 5 a.m. Eastern, so apologies once again for the late recording time. I accidentally forgot, or I should say, I'll put it this way. I was going to record earlier, and I forgot that I had a previous obligation on the Mothership show, so I ended up having to do that for about an hour or so. So I was behind schedule, apologies, and now we are recording instead. So hopefully don't get too mad about the late recording time. Apologies in advance if you listen to the show after the matches already take place, but I promise to do a better job of recording it on time in the next couple of, I'd say, round previews for these tournaments. Anyway, starting off with the actual reminder, as always, we are going to start off with a reminder to like and subscribe on YouTube. Also, a reminder to rate and review the podcast on Spotify or Apple. Saw a couple more reviews come in. Appreciate it. Hopefully, we get more. So don't forget to leave a rating and a review, or just like and subscribe on YouTube. You can also leave a comment. I'll read them. So definitely don't be afraid to stop by. And if you definitely see that I am recording, either on Twitter or on YouTube, don't be afraid to jump in and join in the live chat feature. I do read those comments in live chat. A post as well. Also, a reminder to check out the merch store on the SGPN website, because we have great gambling podcasts, and for a bunch of shows, especially for tennis, we have great shirts, and we also have solid mugs. So once again, if you want to support the show and you want to buy a piece of merchandise, we have some merchandise available for you on the SGPN store. Also, a reminder for the SGPN network, the feature show of the week is going to be the Hockey Gambling Podcast, because I'm sure a lot of people noticed that basketball playoffs were about to start. We're still in the play-in stage of that, but the NHL playoffs are also starting this weekend, and you can definitely rely on the guys over at the Hockey Gambling Podcast to break down every single matchup that you need in order to make some money. So don't be afraid to once again check out the Hockey Gambling Podcast. They have a lot of series breakdowns. They have a lot of episodes featuring the Saturday games, which is going to be the official first day of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. And they're also going to be keeping you entertained with jokes as well. So subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Also, we have a giveaway for the NBA show. We're giving away $200 in cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in our NBA channel on our Discord. Now, anyway, time to get into the actual Lock and Dog picks recap from the last episode. Overall, we've been on fire, and knock on wood, we stayed hot, because we ended up sweeping once again for the 4th time in 5 episodes. So anytime you win 9 or less 10 picks, you feel pretty good about it. And looking at the actual Lock and Dogs, had Batista Agut -2.5 at -110 as he took on Safulin in his home country, won the match comfortably. The second set went to a breaker, so I can't say that it was never in doubt per se. But I believe Agut never faced a breakpoint in the entire match. I doubt about Safulin playing well on clay, and he struggled to really just return serve throughout the entire match. But Agut got the job done as he won in straight sets. Then for Dog, ended up taking it over 2.5 sets in a matchup between Gaston and Rinderknecht. Gaston was a three-set magnet, seemed to lose all those matches, and this is what happened again, as he ended up winning the first set, lost the next two, but either way, the point is the Rinderknecht comeback did cash us a +135 bet because we had the over 2.5 sets. So once again, four sweeps out of the last five episodes. We'll hopefully make it 5 of 6 here on Friday. Nothing really else to recap. Trying to think of any other headlines. You had a couple of star players lose as Rublev lost again. Damn, the man's fallen apart since he defaulted in Dubai. And he ended up seeing Nadal lose. Did win a match, though. Beat Kaboli in straight sets. And then Dimonauer eventually wore him down. First set was competitive. Second set was really not. But Nadal ended up losing in the second round on a court that's named after him. So overall, to kind of segue into the outrights, knock on wood, we've been really, really good. And none of our guys have lost yet, which is a good sign. To go through the outrights quickly, to remind everybody what we ended up having, I'll include the Bucharest ones for this one. So starting off with our outright picks in Bucharest, we have Tabilo and we have Martinez, both at 12-1. Both of them still alive, and they end up playing on Friday, not against each other, but in general. In Munich, we have Rune, who's still alive, and Zverev, who's still alive. So we have both outright still alive there. For Barcelona, we have Tsitsipas at 5-1. Kashanov ended up withdrawing, actually, so we didn't lose. We actually just got a refund for Kashanov. And we have Echeverry at 34-1, who is still alive. So taking Kashanov out, because that was a refund, six outright picks, six players still alive. So hopefully that continues, and hopefully they make deep runs, at least for the rest of the tournament. But overall, we got nothing wrong in the last episode, which feels pretty good. And we'll try to keep it rolling here on Friday. Anyway, starting off with the actual quarterfinal picks, we're going to do Munich first because Munich is taking place at 5 a.m. So that does have the overall chronological advantage over Barcelona. So that's why we're going to cover that tournament first. So starting off with the actual matches, we're going to first focus on the early match between Draper and Fritz. Fritz is a short favorite, about -148. Draper's around +128. As for the game spread, Fritz -2, Draper +2, over-under set at 22.5 games. For the sets, the over 2.5 sets is +130. Under 2.5 sets is -150. For the set wagering, you can find Fritz in straight sets at +175. Draper to win ace sets, -205. And Draper to win in straight sets is +275. Now, they faced off once in their careers. It was not on clay. And Draper actually won. So you can argue Draper does have the head-to-head advantage, and we'll see what happens. It is on clay, though, so I'm not sure if it matters. The meeting, though, was on grass 2 years ago, so you can kind of toss it out. Now, Fritz so far has played one match here. I ended up beating a relative unknown, as he ended up winning in straight sets 6-3, 6-1. Draper's had a couple of close matches. Went to three sets against Capriva, went to three sets against Molitor, so he ended up coming back from a set down in that last match. But relatively weak competition, and Draper has not looked that sharp. Draper, I think, is, I'd say, an average clay player. Definitely not his preferred surface. Same with Fritz, but I think Fritz is definitely better on clay than Draper. I'm going to go with Fritz in this one. I think -148 is a little bit cheap here, and I do think Fritz is the better player on clay. Draper's had a couple marathons against challenger-level players, and doesn't really instill much confidence, at least for me, to trust him to pull off the upset in this one. So for me, I'm going to go with Fritz. Yes, he only played one match against a relative unknown here, but he's the more talented player on clay. That's good enough for me. Give me Fritz at -148. Moving on to the next matchup, you have a matchup between Garin and Zverev. Zverev, a massive favorite here, about -550. Garin is around +425. For game spread, Zverev -4.5 games, -110. And you're looking at Garin +4.5 being a -110. Over-under set at 21 games. You can find the set wagering. Over 2.5 sets is +190. Zverev's win in straight sets is -165. Garin to win a set is +135. Now, in the head-to-head, you have seen two matches, and it's actually a split. Zverev did win the most recent meeting, in Rome back in 2022. They faced off, though, in 2019. It's the exact same event, and Garin did win in the three sets, competitive though, 6-4, 5-7, 7-5. That was 5 years ago, but the point is Garin has beaten him in this exact same court, are on this exact same court. So you can argue maybe Green is a bit disrespected here. Going through the path of both players, Zverev has kind of cruised as he ended up beating Kempfer in the first... ended up beating Rodionov in his first match here after a bye. Green, though, struggled. Ended up beating Kempfer in the first round in straight sets. Did face off against Mickelson. Lost the first set in a tiebreak. Then killed them. Won 6-2, 6-1. So he did drop a set. Went to a breaker against Kempfer. So you can argue Green is in okay form. Definitely better than the form he's been in for the last year and change. But Zverev is obviously the more talented player. Do I care much about the meeting back in 2019 in Munich? Maybe a little for Green's confidence, because the crowd will obviously support Zverev because it's in Germany. But Green's beaten him with the home crowd being against him. So I do think that can result in a little bit of confidence for Green. Is he going to win the match? I don't think so. I gave out Zverev to win the event for a reason. I think he's the better clay player, and I do think he'll get the job done. Maybe one competitive set. I can maybe see a breaker here, but I do think Zverev will get the job done, probably in straight sets. The problem is trying to find value for the sake of this matchup. I guess it would be with Green plus 4.5 games. Maybe if you want to make a case for Green plus 1.5 sets at plus 135, I don't hate it. I think he's going to lose, but I do think Zverev wins in what should be an interesting and maybe competitive match at moments, but I think Zverev is going to be too consistent. I think Green is going to eventually wear down. Moving on to the next matchup, you have Rune taking on Husler, and Rune is a decent favorite, about minus 500. Husler is plus 400 for the spread. It's Rune minus 4.5 at about plus 108. Husler plus 4.5 at minus 128. Over-under set at around 21.5. For set wagering, Rune minus 1.5 sets is also minus 165. Husler plus 1.5 sets is plus 135. Over 2.5 sets is at 2-1. Now, historically speaking, Husler's actually been pretty good against Rune. They faced off in Montpellier last year, and you end up seeing Rune win that one on hard court. Faced off in Sofia in 2022, and Husler won that one in straight sets with a breaker at the end. And you ended up seeing them face off one time on clay. It was in Bastad in 2022, and Husler actually won in straight sets. So Husler, we know, kind of shows off the serve and volley game. He's a lefty, but his serve and volley can catch players off guard. He's played a lot of matches here. Ended up going through qualifying, ended up beating Hanfman in straight sets in the last match. Rune, though, has been comfortable. Beat Gallant after having a bye in the first round. He won 6-4, 6-2. Do I care about the head-to-head? Kinda. I think it matters based on overall comfort. I think the value is on Husler plus 4.5 for the games. I think Rune is going to win, but Husler can definitely shorten the points. He's going to try to get to the net. He's going to try to volley, and I do think his lefty overall strokes can cause problems if they don't self-destruct. Husler has a massive unforced error issue, which can be a problem, I'd say, more often than not, but the overall talent is there, and I think that his overall game plan of shortening points actually bodes well for him in this matchup. Is he going to win? Probably not. I think Rune was my pick to win the event. He's the two-time champion here, so I'm not going to fade him, but I do think you can make an argument this could be a tiebreak, maybe a 6-4, 6-4 type match. I see a close one, but I think Rune eventually gets it done, probably in straight sets. Moving on to the next matchup, you have a matchup between, pulling it up right now, sorry, a matchup between Felix and Struff, which should be a fun match on paper. Struff is a slight dog here in front of the home country fans, as he's around plus 110. Felix is minus 130 for the game spread. Felix minus 1.5 games, Struff plus 1.5 games, over under set at 23. For set wagering, you can find the over 2.5 sets at a pretty cheap price, around plus 125, give or take. And you can find Felix in straight sets at plus 180, Struff in straight sets at plus 275. And that's basically it. So going through the head-to-head between these two players, it's been interesting, as you have seen a pretty competitive series of matches here, as Felix is up 2-1. They faced off on 3 hard courts, so no clay actual data to go with. Faced off in Paris last year, Felix won 7-6, 6-4. Faced off in Rotterdam in 2020, Felix won in 3 sets. Faced off in the ATP Cup, and Struff did win in straight sets. So only one recent matchup, it was competitive, as it ended up going to a breaker and a 6-4, but that was on hard court. This is on clay. I like the over in this matchup. Simply put, I think it's going to be a close matchup, and these odds are warranted. I understand why Felix is favored, because he's the better clay player. Struff did make a final here a couple years ago. He has looked good. He beat the two-time runner-up, Van de Zandschulp, in the last matchup in straight sets. You're looking at Felix, though. He's been fine. He ended up beating Mark Terror in three sets, all breakers, then beat Taro Daniel in straight sets in the next match. The value is going to be on Screw for me. I'm gonna lean in his direction. He is, of course, going to have the home country fans. You know my thoughts on Felix. I think he's a head case. I think it should be a fun match, a close match, but give me the over. I see a very competitive matchup between these two players. Moving on to Barcelona, we're going to look at the first matchup on the card, which will be between Echeverry and Nori. Nori is a slight favorite of about minus 120. Echeverry is around even money. Look at the game spread here. You have Nori minus 1.5 games, Echeverry plus 1.5 games at around minus 120. For the actual set amount, you can find over 2.5 sets at plus 125. You can find Nori in straight sets at plus 200. Echeverry to win a set is minus 260. And Echeverry to win in straight sets is plus 240. They had one head-to-head meeting in the past, which Nori did win on clay last year in Buenos Aires. Competitive, though. Echeverry won the first set 7-5, then ended up losing the next two sets 6-0, 6-3. So it ended up going distance. Nori got the job done. Nori's been fine here. I can't say he's been that dominant. Beat Mayotte in the first round, where he was kind of fortunate because he lost second set in a breaker, and then Mayotte got injured and had to retire immediately in the third set, and they ended up beating Batista Agut in straight sets. As for Echeverry, he's been fine, beat Hartz, who's a relative unknown, in straight sets, then beat Nakashima in a fun match where he came back from a set down. Should be close, though. I think I'm going to lean to Echeverry. I'm biased because I gave him out to win the event at 34-1. So I'm going to lean to the guy that I gave out to win the event. If Nori wins, would I be shocked? No, I think it's a coin flip match. But in a coin flip, give me the plus money. I think there is some value looking at the dog in this spot. Moving on to the next matchup, you have a matchup between Arnaldi and Rude. This should be fun. Looking at the actual head-to-head here, Rude is currently down 1-0 on the head-to-head. Rude, though, is minus 325 on the money line, as Arnaldi is about plus 270. Rude for the game spread, you can kind of find 3.5 or 4.5. I'm sure some books still have 4. But either way, Rude minus 3.5 games is minus 125. Arnaldi plus 3.5 is plus 105. For the total, you can find 21.5 games. The over is minus 125. The under is plus 105. As for the set wagering, Rude to win in straight sets is available at minus 110. Arnaldi to win a set is minus 120. Over 2.5 sets is plus 150. Now, the head-to-head I mentioned a second ago, it was on clay. They faced off last year in Madrid, and Arnaldi won 6-3, 6-4. Now, Rude's been playing good tennis, made the final in Monte Carlo, and he ended up losing a Tsitsipas. Beat Mueller, though, and Thompson the first two rounds in Barcelona. To be honest, not great competition. Mueller's been a disaster this year, and Thompson's definitely not known for his clay talent. Arnaldi's been fine, though. Beat Kaza in a retirement in the first round, as Kaza got injured again as he messed up his ankle. Arnaldi then beat Baez. Good win there. In the three sets, came back from a set down, ended up beating Trungolidi in the next round, 6-3, 6-0. So the point is, and the value's on Arnaldi. Actually, we know Rude is unable to win 500s for whatever reason. He only wins 250s, so he's got to lose at some point. Arnaldi, I think, can actually give him problems. I think Arnaldi's got the firepower and the overall clay pedigree to make life difficult for Rude. Is he going to win? He might. He's got a shot at it. I think that he definitely is disrespected at this plus 270 price, and I do think that the game spread is intriguing. 4.5 games is minus 155. I do like that quite a bit. I think if Rude wins, it's competitive. I really don't see him mopping the floor with Arnaldi here, so give me Arnaldi plus the games. I'll link to the over. I don't mind the over 2.5 sets as well at plus 150. We know Arnaldi, historically speaking, has been a three-set magnet, so maybe he'll end up getting one of those. But give me Arnaldi to be competitive, and I think he's disrespected here. Give me the plus 4.5 games, maybe a consideration for the plus 270 money line, and I'm definitely tempted by the over 2.5 sets. Moving on to the next matchup, you're looking at a matchup between Diaz Acosta and Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas is the biggest favorite on the entire card for Friday, as he's around minus 800. Diaz Acosta is around plus 575. For game spread, Tsitsipas is around -5 or 4.5, give or take. And you're looking at the over-under being set at 20.5. Tsitsipas in straight sets is minus 205. Diaz Acosta is plus 165 to win a set. Over 2.5 sets is plus 200. Now, I really can't go against Tsitsipas. I'm not going to spend much time on it. I know that Diaz-Acosta's been good. Went through qualifying, beat Rincon, beat Chorich, and beat Morozin in three sets. Tsitsipas has been rolling. Beat Offner in straight sets, beat Baena in straight sets, and he won Monte Carlo. I got to back the hot hand here. Give me Tsitsipas. We gave him out to win the event based on his current form. Made the final here last year, lost to Alcaraz. I think that he's definitely motivated to get the job done. Give me Tsitsipas. I think that he's in line for a good showing. Not really any value, so I can't find you any bets that I actually like in this match. But I do think Tsitsipas wins in straight sets. Maybe if you want to make a case for Diaz-Acosta, maybe the under in games, maybe, but I really don't have much. Maybe under 21.5 games and minus 145. I think Tsitsipas wins 6-4, 6-3, give or take. But I really just think he wins again. He's in great form, and I'll back him because of it. And moving on to the last match of the episode, you have Fies taking on Łachowicz. This one should be fun. Fies is a decent favorite, kind of a surprising favorite here, of about minus 150, minus 175. I'm not surprised he's favored, but the amount he's favored by kind of surprised me. Łachowicz, though, is about plus 130. For the game spread, Fies is minus 2.5, and Łachowicz is around plus 2.5. For the over-under, 22.5 games, the over 2.5 sets available at plus 130. Fies to win in straight sets is plus 160, and Łachowicz to win a set is minus 200. Łachowicz to win in straight sets is plus 275. Now, they faced off two times in their careers, one time this year, actually, and then one time last year. Fies won the first meeting in Hamburg on clay, 7-5, 7-5. Face-off, though, in Buenos Aires, and Łachowicz kind of kicked his ass, 1-6-3, 6-4. Fies, though, has been good, as he beat Altmaier, and he beat Łachowicz, and he ended up beating Dimonauer, I mean, in straight sets. Dimonauer was fresh off the win against Nadal, thought he would win, and Fies came out and said, "I'm going to beat you today," and Dimonauer said, "Okay." And Fies ended up winning. He's looked good, though. Łachowicz, though, has been a veteran clay player for a while. He's looked good, too. Beat Schwartzman in straight sets, beat Umber in straight sets, and beat Davidovich Fokina in three sets. So the point is, Łachowicz has been good, and we know that he can definitely beat anybody. The line feels a bit off to me. I understand that Fies is a hyped-up prospect, a phenom, so to speak, who's been really bad in 2024. He's starting to find his form. Beating Dimonauer is a very good win, but I think Łachowicz can hang around. I think that you're looking at a guy who we know can beat Fies because he already beat him this year. I think it's a close match. I like the over 2.5 sets. I think you're looking at what should be a competitive battle, and I do think plus 130 is an appealing price for the over 2.5 sets. If Fies wins, would I be shocked? No. If Łachowicz wins, would I be shocked? No. So plus 130 feels off to me. I am going to lean to the over, though. Give me a competitive matchup, a fun one. But I am going to lean to the veteran here to get the job done in what could be a three-set battle. That's going to wrap it up, though, for the actual match previews. And now it's time for the lock and dog picks. But before we continue that, do you want to take a quick word from our sponsor? We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it is a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. And they also have a lot of great lines for tennis. They have aces, they have double faults, they have a lot of very fun options to make your tennis watching more interesting. Underdog will always be running a ton of fun promos as well. Plus, they have bonus cash airdrop specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. And there is also a pick'em special for the Friday NBA play-in games on April 19th. So keep that in mind because the special should go live in the lobby for eligible new customers that sign up by the morning of April 18th. Make sure you sign up with the code SGPN and Underdog will double your first deposit $100. So Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. Welcome back, everyone, to the Tennis Gambling Podcast. Just finished previewing the quarterfinal matches for Friday in Barcelona and in Munich. Now it's time for the actual lock and dog picks for the show. Starting off with the lock on the show, I am going to go to a matchup between Rude and Arnaldi. Give me the dog here. I'll take Arnaldi plus 4.5 games and minus 155. Arnaldi did win the only head-to-head meeting between them, and that was on clay last year in Madrid as he won in straight sets. Arnaldi, those look good. Just simply put, I think he's got the game to definitely make life difficult for Rude, and I do think that Arnaldi is maybe capable of winning a set here. Now, Arnaldi did beat Baez, who's a very good clay player, in three, beat Tringaliti in straight sets with a bagel in the last matchup, so I know that he's fresh for this one. Rude's been good, obviously, beating Moore and Thompson, though. Not exactly the greatest clay competition, but Arnaldi, I think, is talented enough. He's already proven he can beat Rude comfortably, I might add, based on what he did last year. 4.5 is disrespectful. I see a close match here. I know it's a bit juicy, but I still like it. Give me Arnaldi plus the 4.5 games at minus 155. For my dog, I actually initially had a dog, but now I'm getting kind of some cold feet. So I am wondering if I want to switch it up at the last minute, trying to see if I could find a good price. I think I might actually switch this up just based on how I think the matchup's going to go. It's also early this recording time, so I might want to pick a later match so all of you have time to actually get the bet in. So give me a second here while I quickly just fix something. All right, so for my new dog, I am going to go back to Munich. So I am going to look at a matchup between Felix and Struff. Give me the over. 2.5 sets here at about plus 125. Simply put, I see a very close matchup between these two guys. I think you're looking at what should be a pretty even battle. Struff has the home country advantage, but Felix, we know, is the better clay player. Faced off one time recently, and that was last year in Paris, and Felix did win in straight sets. But it was 7-6, 6-4. Struff's been good here. Beat the two-time defending runner-up in the straight sets last match. Felix has been fine, beat Daniel in the last round, but he did struggle against Martera as he won in three. I can really see this match being close. Struff has a lot of firepower, a lot of unforced error issues. Same with Felix. Give me a matchup full of ebbs and flows, an up and down matchup for both guys, and I think it eventually culminates in a three-set battle. So once again, my pick for the actual lock in the show is going to be on Arnaldi, plus 4.5 and minus 155 against Rude, and my dog will be on Felix and Struff over 2.5 sets at plus 125. That's going to wrap it up for this episode. Find me on Twitter at Rice Show Radio. Find me on the NBA show. Find me on the NFL show, the MLB show, and the WNBA show, which is going to be starting up again in a couple of weeks. We're back once again to go into the semis in Barcelona and Munich. Probably going to also cover Bucharest as well, so stay tuned for that. Apologies once again for the late recording time. I kind of messed up my overall schedule, so my bad. I'll fix it for next time. Until next episode, though, good luck to all of you and all of your bets. Bye, everyone.